And you might tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so.
So don't touch it, you know, don't put your hand, don't touch it.
And you'd say, I threw the ball and he.
He caught it, yeah, okay. He caught it, yeah.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't.
I haven't caught anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. And say if we were planning to meet in town, I might say, well.
Planning where?
If we were going to meet someplace in town. I might say, well, there's no need for you to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
You're going to wait, you know?
I'll wait.
I'll wait till you get there.
Or I'll wait for you.
I'll wait on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me another...
Whipping.
Or he asked you not to punish him. Just give me one more...
One more chance, yeah.
Uh-huh. And if someone's in a very good mood, you'd say he's in a very good...
He's in a very good mood. I almost would use mood, but let's see.
Uh-huh. What about someone who always catches on to a joke? You'd say he's got a good sense of...
Humor, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And say a child left his pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. You'd say, I bet somebody...
Stole it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'd say, I was feeling so good that I, all the way home?
I ran all the way home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And... they have a mile every day?
They have run a mile every day. Okay. They run a mile.
And horses gallop, but people?
People run.
Okay. And you say, that's the book that you, me?
That you taught me?
Or that's the book that you...
You gave me?
Okay. And you have me many books.
You've given me many books.
And when I'm finished with it, I'll...
I'll give it back to you.
Okay. Say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen. Like, say, a child's walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off. Mm-hmm. You'd been telling people he's going to fall off. Then someone came running in and said he'd fallen off.
You'd say, well, I told you so.
Or I just, that was going to happen.
I just know what it was going to happen, you know. I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what, you know.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you had a lot of things growing out in your garden, you'd go out and...
Huh? Got me. Gather it, pick it up, pick some flowers.
Okay. And something that a child plays with, you'd call a...
Toys, yeah. Toys.
Any other term for toy?
Toys or playthings or...
Mm-hmm. What about play pretty?
Play pretty, sure.
What does play pretty mean?
Well, play pretty... People use the word play pretty a lot of time to refer to something that, you know, just like, say, I think, have you heard the word used to denote that, say, maybe this is a pillow, and they said, nah, you're not supposed to do that, that's not a play pretty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They always, they use the word to really to denote that this isn't something a play pretty, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do older people use it, or?
Yeah, most older people, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But naturally, you know, it passes on down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you'd find most older people knowing about it. I don't think a lot of young people that around in the area know what, you know, they really know about it, but they don't, it's not used, you know.
They don't use expressions.
That's right.
What about a child that's always running and telling on other children?
Yeah, tattletale, you know.
Uh-huh.
Tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
You'd probably say a gossip mm-hmm. or something, you know. I don't know what else they'd say.
Someone the other day, an older person I was talking to, mentioned the word pimp.
Yeah, pimp, sure.
Meaning a tattletale?
Yeah, pimp is a tattletale, you know.